Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of Don Juan in Soho. There's a moment at the start of Patrick Marber's update of Molière's notorious 17th century comedy where Don Juan's right-hand man Stan, played by the superb Adrian Scarborough, confides to the audience that his master is a slag, a dog, Satan in a Savile Row suit. We soon find out that it's a fair description. Juan, known here as just DJ, is a thoroughly reprehensible character who breaks every rule of society in the book and seduces anything with a pulse as he drifts through life on a tide of booze and in a blizzard of cocaine. And there's little or no character arc here. He starts out as a complete scumbag and remains one until the very end. Even a glimpse of his own mortality and the possibility of being cut off from his inheritance causes only a brief wobble before he's back to his manipulative ways and serial philandering. But when Stan again pleads with us, please don't be charmed, he's not a lovable rogue, it comes a little too late, because as played here by David Tennant, that's exactly what he is. Well, maybe not lovable, but certainly difficult to dislike. We might feel a tinge of guilt for laughing at his antics, but laugh we do, because it's all done with a swagger and a wink that's hard to resist. Although his goading of a homeless Muslim, who he tries to persuade to insult Allah in exchange for an expensive watch, draws a sharp intake of breath from the audience. We first meet our hero, for want of a better word, when he's confronted by his brother-in-law of just 24 hours after he abandons his new wife Elvira, played by Danielle Vitalis, within hours of the wedding to seek pleasure elsewhere. Because as DJ freely confesses, for him the hunt is the thing, with the sex coming a close but satisfying second. Elvira and threats from her family are soon forgotten, though, when DJ finds himself in a hospital waiting room where he hits on a distressed woman whose husband is in a coma, while at the same time being pleasured under a blanket by another woman. What a lad, eh? Marber's updating of the tale was first performed at the Donmar in 2006 and has been tweaked again for this revival. He shoehorns in the inevitable Trump reference and a lament for the old Soho that resonates as Crossrail seems to destroy all in its path. And there's a very funny dig at our obsession with social media. Marber, directing from his own script, keeps things simple with minimal stage design and an effective and atmospheric use of a sort of Greek chorus. But it's the scenes between Tennant and Scarborough that work the best. Their effortless timing is an absolute joy. DJ loses his a bit towards the end in a display of supreme arrogance, where he tries to justify his behaviour as at least being honest, while we're the hypocrites by the way we live our lives. It's a rant that goes on a little too long and begins to border on the pretentious. But by then, this absolute dog of a man has seduced each and every one of us into forgiving him practically anything. Don Juan in Soho is at Wyndham's Theatre and runs until the 10th of June. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.